Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Goodluck India Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Pandit from Captify. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Goodluck India. Today, on the call from the management team, we have with us Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairman, Mr. Ram Agarwal, CEO, and Mr. Sanjay Bansal, CFO. I would now request the management to brief us about the business performance highlights for the period ended December 2025, their growth and vision for the coming year, post which we will get into the Q&A. I'll now hand over to the management team. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure to welcome all our investors, analysts, stakeholders to Goodluck Q3 FY26 earnings call. The steel and engineering sector showed signs of strengthening in the later part of the quarter, and improved sentiments, pricing stability, and business activity during December. Of course, the whole of the year had been very volatile due to geopolitical tension, which all of us must have witnessed due to the Trump gimmicks, which they played with the played havoc with the business. We were part of it. However, in the month of December, steel market witnessed a notable recovery, setting a strong foundation for momentum into the new calendar year. Prices across most products have strengthened, led by restocking in anticipation of further price hikes and improved buying sentiment across dealer ecosystem. Imposition of 12% safeguard duty on certain trade products has effectively corrected the price imbalance created by cheaper inflows and provided robust support to domestic producers. In January 2026 alone, price of hot-rolled coil and crude oil coil improved by almost 4%, reflecting positive impact of these measures revival of post-monsoon demand in construction and building. In budget of 2026 and 2027, budget reaffirmed government's strong commitment for infrastructure-led growth. Government has kept aside 12.2 lakh crore in the diversified growth real estate corridor, industrial clusters, urban development, and water infrastructure, reducing dependence on any single ministry's capex cycle and ensure steadier demand utilization over expanded precision and hydraulic tube capabilities in the coming years. We also welcome nearly 15% increase in defense allocation to defense allocation, capital outlay for defense forces rising sharply by over 21%. Looking to the situation on our borders and with our neighbors, it is a very positive step, and we must be prepared for any eventuality coming, haunting us. We will. Domestic procurement readiness backed by 1.3 lakh crore earmarked for indigenous industries extends the demand runway for supplier of components, forging, precision tube, fabricated structure used in artillery, armor system, NMS will bid for. These align perfectly with our advanced capabilities of Goodluck Defense and Aerospace is steadily building, including our ongoing production ramp-up for 155mm artillery shells and secured export orders. From a global perspective, operating environment remains fixed with geopolitical uncertainties, fluctuating capital prices, continuing to influence trade flows. And create volatility in global background. However, there are structural positive emerging in India. A heavily concluded framework of an interim trade agreement with the USA announced in February 2023, recent tariff, improved market access, and removed certain duties on key Indian exports like aircraft parts, placing Indian industrial and engineering products on a more competitive footing. Likewise, the successful conclusion of India-EU free trade agreement opens a more predictable tariff revision pathway for value-added manufacturing exports. The modern depreciation of rupee has played a dual role by enhancing our export competitive in global market. We are an export first company and already have an export of almost more than 1,000 crore in the last 3 years. Across our key markets, demand drivers remain intact, led by infrastructure engineering, fast-growing energy transition segments, including solar, metro, broader urban infrastructure. These together will, with healthy fiscal support, recovering market sentiment, our focused execution in value-added and defense segments, place Goodluck on a stronger footing to capture emerging opportunities in both domestic and export. We are trying to ramp up our capabilities in large diameter, heavy wall thickness pipes for having a trying to planning sales of 48,000 metric tons annually. We are delighted with the response from our customers on quality. Our product has finished hydraulic tube, galvanized conduit pipe, and front for two-wheeler will be added to. We are planning to add these products to our product basket. These, all the products what I mentioned, are the high value added item. And with a very substantial EBITDA margins. We are bullish on aerospace and defense and production which is starting in the third quarter. We have 8 months order in hand and 2 years LOI with us. We are confident that this plan, what I have envisaged now, will have a bright future for us, and we are bullish on defense and aerospace and all of our planning. On behalf of the board and the management, I thank all our shareholders and customers, employees and partners for their continued trust and confidence in our company. I will hand over now to my CEO,
thank you, sir, and good afternoon to everybody on this call. As Mr. Garg has told, our growth led by volume and margin expansion was driven primarily by better product mix, operational efficiencies, and higher share of value-added products. Increased depreciation during the period due to the expansion in auto tube business, which we call LDP business, and investments in our defense subsidiary reflects our growth-oriented capital expenditure strategy. The commencement of production at Goodluck Defense and Aerospace Limited is a major inflection point. The facility currently has an annual capacity of 150,000 shells and it is being augmented to 4 lakh shells per annum. We see strong structural demand driven by the increasing indigenization and defense modernization initiatives in India. Order visibility for the next financial year remains strong and we expect this segment to meaningfully contribute to the margins going forward. And as we all will agree that energy and defense are the two main areas where global attention is today. Infrastructure is the need of today to achieve this energy and defense goal. GOI budget allocation shows our intention to align with the goal of work. Your company has perfect alignment with this goal in moving ahead, and our defense perspective, it is one of our endeavor to get into this space. And we see a very strong defense market for us, for our products. As in the second line of expansion, we are also putting for aerospace critical forging parts. So we hope with the current expansion of 150,000 to 4 lakh, along with the defense and aerospace, along with the aerospace parts manufacturing, it will be a game changer for the company. And order visibility, as Mr. Garg has already told, we are booked for next 1 year, and LOIs for next 2 years is available to us. The second sector which we are bullish, that is the automobile tube segments, continue to perform steadily with easing US tariffs and improving export sentiment. We anticipate strong order flows. Our focus remains on expanding OEM relationship, improving realization through value-added products, and enhancing operational leverage. Our main aim is to be ahead of the curve. Value addition is our main motive. So whatever product we have started or whatever we want to start, we will be moving ahead with the value addition point of view only. Strong government-led infrastructure investment continues to drive engineering structures and infrastructure segment. Government has given 7 bullet trains. As you all know, that we have participated in the first bullet train from Ahmedabad to Mumbai, and we have almost completed the 90% order. The rest will be completed by March. And this new OPEVA of the 7 new bullet trains, it is we expect that we will be in the front line to be benefited by this. And the railway infrastructure, what government has put in today, even the today newspaper also says, so we are in the front, we are in the front row. If there is any opportunity, we will catch it, your company will catch it. Our experience in executing complex time-bound projects, including high-speed rail infrastructure, positions us well for the participating in other corridors. Our annual capacity utilization remains strong at 92%, reflecting demand resilience and efficiency production planning. With 5 lakh ton installed capacity across 6 facilities and increasing share of high-margin product, we are steadily strengthening profitability. Going forward, our priorities remain clear: scaling defense operation, increasing share of high-margin value-added products, maintaining strict cost discipline, working towards improving the margins. With a diversified business model, expanding presence in sunrise sectors, strong balance sheet and healthy cash profits, we are confident of delivering sustainable growth in the coming quarter. As you all know, that we have already crossed this solar mission, 267 gigawatt, we have added till today, 52.7 gigawatt only in this year. So your company is in that sector also. We are supplying the transmission tubes as well as the solar structures for them. And this year we have done almost a very good business. And next year we hope we should cross 600 to 700 crore business in this sunrise sector of the solar structures. And as far as order booking is concerned for our infrastructure division, we are booked for next one and a half year. And in our automobile division, we are having a visibility, as we already told, we are having visibility quarter-wise. So we are having visibilities of next 2 quarters, and the final 2 quarters, they are always good. So from automobile, infrastructure and defense, these are the 3 areas where your company will be putting more, all of the efforts, all of the capital, and we hope you all will appreciate this. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I, Sanjay Bansal, CFO, on behalf of Goodluck, welcome you all for joining us for the conference on performance of the company in Q3 and 9 months of financial year 2026. Regarding Q3 performance standalone, the sales was increased to rupees 1031.58 crores as against 941.98 crores during Q3 of previous year, registering a growth of about 10%. However, sales volume have increased by 8% during Q3 of current fiscal as compared to Q3 of previous year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 9.7% of sales at rupees 99.72 crores as against 82.48 crores during Q3 of previous year. PAT before exceptional item net of tax stood at 43.47 crores, registering a growth of 8.4% on year-over-year basis. However, PAT in Q2 of current fiscal was 41.30 crores. There was a growth of 5.25% QOQ basis. The performance of the company in 9 months of current financial year, sales has been increased by 6% about. EBITDA margins have improved to ₹291.61 crores with 9.7% of sales as against 8.74% during 9 months of previous year. However, PAT margins have increased to ₹124.91 crores as against 119.61 crores during 9 months of previous year. Consolidated sales of 9 months of current financial year has been at ₹3011.82 crores and PAT was at ₹126.47 crores. The earnings per share has been at, for standalone, at ₹12.83 per share in Q3, as against 11.85 rupees per share during Q3 of previous year. However, the EPS of the company in 9 months of current fiscal year stood 9 years for standalone was at ₹37.40 per share. On financial front, our interest costs have marginally gone up due to increase in current assets as compared to 9 months of 9 months period of previous year. Expenses, salary expenses and other expenses has marginally increased due to increase in turnover of the company. Thank you very much.
Now we are open to Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Harsh Vasa from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on a decent set of results. So my first question was that, sir, could you provide us the segment-wise breakup for the segments for third quarter and 9 months? And the second question is that, sir, regarding the capex, like the main capex you should be doing for the defense by increasing the capacity of artillery shells from 1,50,000 to 4 lakh. So what would be the internal accruals is to net mix? Second question was that. And sir, the revenues will be start going from like FY27 or FY28. And sir, the last question is that what is the capacity utilization of hydraulic tubes in the third quarter?
Sir, I request you put the question one by one, then it will be more easy for us to answer. It's a possible
for you. Sure, sir. So my first question is, sir, could you provide us the segment-wise breakup of volumes for the third quarter and 9 months of all the divisions? That is the first question.
Hey, we will provide you, not an issue. We will send you a mail because it's a lengthy part. We will send you.
Okay, sir. So the next question is that, sir, you all are doing a capex of 500 crores for increasing the capacity of defense artillery shells from 1,50,000 to 4 lakh. So could you just provide what will be the mix of internal accruals to debt financing?
So for this augmentation of capacity from 1.5 lakh to 4 lakh, we will be incurring the expense of almost a capital expenditure of almost 400 crores. Out of that, that part will be financed through some equity and some bank loans.
As far as the internal accruals are concerned, that will be the part of the equity at that time.
Okay, sir, but any percentage, sir, how much will be loan, like out of 200 crores, how much will be the loan percentage, like 50%, 30% example?
It will be 60%, it will be equity, and 40% it will be loans.
Okay, sir. And so this the revenues from the incremental defense artillery shells will start flowing from FY28 or FY27?
Sir, it will take almost a year's time. So you can expect from the first quarter of say April 27, it will be started.
Okay. And so what will be the capacity utilization of hydraulic tubes in this third quarter?
What will be the?
What is the capacity utilization of the hydraulic tubes?
Capacity Hello? Utilization?
Of hydraulic tubes,
of hydraulic tubes, it is running around 40 to 45% right now. But in the coming two quarters, as this US tariffs has eased, so we hope that in the next two quarters, it should go almost 60 to 65% because it's what there is easiness that Trump has given, it will pervade in the system. It will take some time, two quarters or three quarters, then this cost, this will be ramped up to 65%.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prateek Talwadkar from Smith Institutional Research. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Last quarter you guided for the 15 to 20% revenue growth for the FY26. So now the steel prices have started to move up. So are you revising it upwards for FY26? And if possible, can you provide the guidance for the FY27 as well? Yeah, thanks. That was my first question.
So our perception towards the market is that our prediction for the 15 to 20% growth, it remains the same as in this year. It could not be because the prices were downside, but as you have rightly said, that now the prices have started increasing, and the markets from this December second part, markets have also improved. So we remain hopeful that we will be achieving 15 to 20% growth for this year, and it will be better in the FY27.
Yeah, and my second question was about, can you tell me about the EBITDA per ton which was clocked in the Q3 FY26 and 9-month FY26, sir?
Yes, definitely. 8,200. It is, for this quarter, it is 8,200 approximately. And for the 9 month? It is 8,200. It remains the same. 8,120 and 8,240. So it remains in the range of 8,200.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, sir. And my last question was, what is the value-added mix in the Q3 and the 9-month FY26? What do you expect in the near future, in the future?
Right now, it stands from 56 to 60%, and in the coming year, we hope it should go from 60 to 65%.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Yog Rajani from Omega Portfolio Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. My question is regarding the Goodluck Defense and Aerospace business. So as I understand, we are increasing our production by around 250,000 shells. By that estimate, I assume that we are trying to fully utilize the 150,000 shell per annum capacity in the first year. Is that proper understanding?
Yes. By the next quarter, we will be using our almost 90% capacity. Say 150,000 is the installed capacity, and we will be using almost 135,000. And when the augmented capacity is executed, it will be almost 350,000 shells per annum.
Okay, that's brilliant. On that, could you just tell us what our expected revenue and margin, EBITDA margin would be?
Expected revenue, right now, with this 150,000 capacity, expected revenue is 300 crores. and with the augmented capacity, the revenue will be almost 900 crores, and the EBITDA margins will be almost 30% right now, and we hope it will go in the range of 30%-35% in the coming year as well.
Okay. That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Neel from Rockwell. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone. Also, my question is, so since we are investing around 500 crore CapEx for the artillery shells project, so once it reaches full capacity of manufacturing 400,000 shells per annum, what can be the revenue potential we can expect from that project?
Sir, as I have told, this augmented capacity with the present capacity of 150,000, there is one more line that is the aerospace and defense, that is the aerospace line in there. So a combined top line will be 900 crore-1,000 crore.
Okay. And what about the individual top line for the artillery project?
Artillery project, it will be almost 800 crores for the artillery product and 200 crores for the aerospace products.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a good set of results, sir. Sir, just wanted to know, sir, the defense is going to start contributing from Q1, right? But will there be any contribution in Q4, sir, from the artillery space, sir?
Yes, it is likely to be, and we hope almost 60-70 crores will be contributed in Q4 as well. But from Q1, it will be contributing fully.
Okay. 60-40 crores you can expect, sir. So that will also be EBITDA-accretive, right? Because the depreciation they're already taking in. So our PAT should get very positively impacted because of this, right, sir? Is that the right understanding? So this 60-40 crores, we'll get 30% EBITDA, that you're saying?
Yes. What your understanding is perfect. The only issue is we are just our production is already on. We are just awaiting for the final permission for dispatch, which comes from the Government of India. So if it comes, so what I have committed you, it will be done.
Okay. So that's great news, sir. And sir, the aerospace division that we are talking about, that will come in the financial year FY28, right? It's not going to contribute currently, right, sir?
Yes. You are very correct. Because it will take from the one financial year, it will take to get everything on track for the aerospace and the augmented capacity of shells.
Okay, sir. I just wanted to know, right now we are at nearly 92% capacity utilization. And on that, we are doing around 10% EBITDA, right? So this is the peak EBITDA we can do, right? Because whatever operating leverage we are supposed to have, that's factored in, right? Or if I separate Goodluck into two divisions, one are current and one are defense and aerospace. So in Goodluck standalone, what is the EBITDA margin we can expect, sir, for next year?
EBITDA margin, because whatever you are seeing, it is from the standalone, basically. So the EBITDA margins which we are operating, we expect they will also increase because we are doing continuously product as well as market mixing. We are going for the new markets. We are going for the new product mix. So we hope this margin should also increase, but how much, time will tell. And when this defense will add, then a jump in EBITDA margins will come in the consolidated unit.
Okay. Fair enough. So last question from my end, sir. So overall, for FY27, what we are saying is that 15%-20% growth in our normal thing. And then on that addition, defense revenue comes in, right, of 300 crores. All that 15%-20% growth is including the defense, sir?
It will be included. It will be included.
Okay, so FY27, 15%-20% growth is including
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah. Okay. So then, sir, in the standalone, are we planning any CapEx? Because it's already at 92%, so, sir, we are bound to run out of the, capacity and already kind of running out of capacity. So the growth from standalone will, come only due to, value mix, right? So any plans for CapEx out there, sir?
So basically, I have told you, we are interested not in the volumes, we are interested in the bottom line. So, okay, it has gone to 92%, but our product and market, which are our two tools, which we will be using, which we have been using and we will be using. So maybe it may be 15%, but the profit side, your EBITDA side, it will increase significantly.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Fair. And so just last, sorry, question from my end, sir. So we just declared dividend right now, sir, but with such a heavy CapEx coming in, we are planning to raise debt and some equity, then why are we, giving dividend? Like, just wanted to know the rationale behind that, sir.
You mean to say that we should not give dividend?
Sir, if the company can earn more than us, then why not, sir? We are as it is getting taxed more on dividend. Company share price increases, I'm more happy than the dividend, sir.
Actually, you are very correct. We should think, but our management view is that our shareholders, yes, they are getting the benefit of the improvement. They are getting the improvement in our capacity expansion, but at the same time, they should get something. Whatever is possible, we should give in the dividend. That's the management views.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sukhvinder Singh from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is on the input cost. With the, if we look at the last 2 months, the steel prices have moved up. So I just want to understand how this is going to impact in terms of input cost for you, primarily for the three segments of this, forgings and then, auto tubes and sear coils, these three segments. And do you have the pass-on ability with the lag? So just, I wanted to understand that thing.
Your question is very, very intelligent question, sir. So basically, whenever the prices go up, it definitely impacts our input cost bust. But as you have said, we are in the value addition sector, so if you go for the automobile tubes, there is a pass-through, but it comes with a time lag. Suppose in the third, fourth quarter it has increased, so we will have to wait for another 2 quarters to have it, but we will get it. As far as our infrastructure sector is connected, there it is a complete pass-through because we have a declared price policy. And in terms of defense, raw material contribution is less, so it will not affect much. So in all, if you see, is in our conventional business, it may impact something, but in our value addition business, it will not impact us significantly.
Okay. And second, a question on the defense part. Just to understand more, like you said that the combined revenue from ammunition sales and the defense subsidiary would be about 900 crore-1,000 crore. Okay. So, separating that, 800 crore for artillery shells and 200 crore for defense. So I just want to understand this 200 crore, what is the timeline by when you'll be achieving that, and what is the EBITDA margin in that 200 part in which you supply parts to these missiles, rockets? That I wanted to understand.
Okay. Your second question is for the aerospace. For aerospace, it will be done with the, as I have told, in April 27, it will be executed. Production will come. As far as EBITDA margins are concerned, they are 28%-32%. They are what we expect right now because India is more and more pressing on the air. And all the, like this MKA-125 plane order is there. Our civil part, there is 5,000 planes have to come. So India is spending more and more on the aero capability. So that sector, right now I say that is 28%-30%, but in near future, it can improve. It should improve. And the first question I forgot, can you repeat?
So I just, I wanted to understand for this only EBITDA margin. So, but my question is that going forward with number of suppliers, I think it's more than, must be more than two or three. Is it the risk that EBITDA margin can come down, say over 3 to 5 years in aerospace part from 28-30%?
Sir, this aerospace part, I will not agree with you because India is doing nothing. HAL is having an order line of almost 950,000 crores. ATA is coming with this MCA, 125 planes. Now, Adani is coming. So, India is doing nothing in the aerospace sector. Now, this is the time when the demand will increase. A more knitted value chain system, a more knitted vendor system is required where the vendor partners' contribution will increase. In this aerospace sector, now India has put the condition that minimum 60% value addition should be there. Even in the coming tenders, I understand, they can say even 100% you have to make in India. So India has no supplier system right now. So a strong supplier network is required, and I hope this is a sector, this is a sunrise sector, which will, if we are saying 200 crores, but I am sure we will have to put another machineries to take it to further height. India needs it. There is no hurry and worry on this.
Okay. So, so broadly, as I sense, your blended EBITDA margin from 9.9% should go up with these two, primarily EBITDA margin from defense coming at a higher level, right?
Yes.
Okay. And one last question, the investment in defense last year was about 39 crores. So till 9 months, any incremental investment has been put up in defense?
39 crores? No.
Yeah.
I suppose you have to correct the data.
Okay.
Because we are, you please correct it, because we have put almost 300 crores in this defense division. So just maybe in a month over here and there, there may be some data correction.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Charchit Malu from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Hi, actually I'm new to the company. So my question is regarding the defense business. So what was the revenue contribution from the shell business in this quarter, like Q3 of 26?
Please repeat your question. It is not clear. Keep the contribution
wise. Sachit, can you use your handset and repeat the question, please?
Sir, I was asking, what was the revenue that we have clocked from the shell business in Q3 of 26?
In Q3, it is not significant because only production has started. It has not started selling. So the contribution will come in this Q4 and the Q1 full contribution will come in the Q1 of next financial year. This year it is insignificant in this quarter.
So like earlier, I think we had a target of 100 crores from the shell business. So are we in line with that for FY26?
We are very much in the line, but the issue is because it needs some permission to dispatch. So we are waiting for the dispatch permission. And as I have already told, that even it comes delay, so we will be doing almost 60 crores this financial year.
Okay. I have just a bookkeeping question. So our other operating expense has increased by like from 14% to 16%. So what was that specifically?
You see, expenses, overall expenses, there is no increase. But if you go in further details, some expenses increased, some expenses decreased. So overall percentage of expenses, same, 94.4%. And earlier it was 94.5%.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Niraj Shah from Chem9 LLP. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I had questions regarding the shell business only. Apologies if this question was asked before. I recently just joined the call. Sir, I wanted to understand the industry size over here, particularly for India and globally. So I just wanted to understand what is the requirement for 155mm shells in India. And the same for globally as well. That is my first question.
As you know, this 155mm shell, this is the one version. All the world demand has converged to 155mm in last one and a half year. Since the inception of this Israel-Gaza war or this Russia-Ukraine war, because otherwise earlier more versions were there, 92mm, 125mm, 132mm. But now it was a pressure on the country that you have to put more of the guns, more types of the shells. So it has converged to 155mm. Now, as far as demand is concerned, we don't have any data. But as from the internet, you can also study. It shows that the world is right now, world is having a capacity of almost 3 to 3.5 million. And that capacity is not today. It will come in next 3 years. It is a combined capacity which will be 3.5 million. But if you see the world demand today, it is almost 7.5 to 8 million. Reason being, there is an initiative rearm Europe, because Europe has given a budget allocation of 815 billion euro because NATO, US has virtually withdrawn. So all the 27 countries have to ramp up their production facilities. They don't have nothing. Whatever they had in the stock, that has been consumed in these 2 wars. And many other more wars are going in India, across Africa, or many other small countries. So stock is not available. And moreover, the most important thing is demand is outstripping the production. So the way, if you can see the gradient, the gradient by which production will increase, that is much, much lesser than with the gradient is the demand will increase. So there is clearly a gap of this arms and ammunition, particularly 155mm. So I see no dearth of demand in next 4-5 years.
Understood. For the next 4-5 years, you see a lot of demand. Okay. My next question, sir, since you have mentioned that the demand is increasing over here, if you can just explain how the pricing is currently moving at the moment, because if I'm not wrong, the pricing is determined with the international players globally. The pricing is determined. So what is the current pricing for this? And also in India, which other players have received the approval like you, the license approval like you?
Sir, I can explain you. The pricing will be decided by demand. At present, demand is outstripping the supply. And there is no reason for us to doubt even many players coming into the field will be able to fulfill the demand. As per my information, India needs 48 lakh per year. This 155mm gun. Nobody can supply in India. Nobody can supply in India. Even many players, even 10 players coming, will not be able to fulfill the demand. So rate will be decided by the supply constraint.
Right, but sir, you would have signed some contracts right now, or you might have some visibility, you know, what the pricing currently is going on.
Basically, what you are talking, it is a price concept. The price concept, as Gatsav has said, it is always decided by demand and supply. But in this case, because demand is outstripping the supply, so price will be decided by only the pressing needs. Suppose, however, it should not be. On the operation Sindhur, we were out of the calibers on the second day. So suppose as India is now bounded by all the three, and they all are not at good relations with India. So if it such happens, so there will be an exotic demand. There will be unprecedented demand. So price will be decided at that time. Moreover, there are more versions coming on these shells. We are already investing. Our R&D team is involved for the advanced version of this, because this is the basic version, I know. But market is moving ahead with the demand, with the more versions, and those more versions will attract more price. So don't worry about the prices. We are on the right track on the technology as well as the market.
Understood. Okay. At least, sir, if you can just help me with what are the margins going forward, what do you expect the margins to be going forward for the shelf part? Is it 30% or more than that or lower than that?
Sir, putting a figure of 30% is imaginary. It can be more.
It can be more than 30%.
Got it. Okay. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. In the shells and aerospace business, would the customer only be Government of India or would we be selling to other customers as well?
It is a total world. It is a global demand. It is not only Government of India. The total world has to, total world is looking for it.
And sir, so when the business goes to a full scale of 900 to 1000 crore, how much working capital do we foresee we'll require to fund that business?
We expect almost 200-250 crores working capital will be required at that time when we reach the peak.
Okay, all right, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Vasa from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up question. So I just had one question. So what was the capex which we incurred during 9 months, FY26, and what will be the capex for this remaining 3 months, that is 4 to FY26, and capex for FY27 and FY28?
Total capex already done till 31st December was rupees 186 crores, and in fourth quarter we expect about 30 crores capex.
Okay, and so FY27 and 28, any ballpark figure?
The 27-28 is still in working because the natural maintenance capex, it will go as per the schedule. However, as per our new plants to introduce our capacity augmentation in defense, it is still in the working stage. We will let you know.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Sanyam Shah from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry?
In the background, there was some, but now it is audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, within the CR sheets and pipe segment, which is our, you know, conventional business, how much revenue is today contributed by solar tracker tubes, and you know, how much was this 2 years back? Can you just give a ballpark range?
Right now, this year, it should remain almost 400 crores. And as you are talking over the last 2 years, it was almost 250 crores. And in the coming years, we hope it should be 650 crores. 600 to 650 crores for the next financial year. Transmission tube and the solar structures.
Thank you. Yes, sir, his line is disconnected. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions, I now hand over the conference to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for all the people who participated in this con call. We express our gratitude for our shareholders, for our viewers, for our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Good Luck India Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.